one quick halakha. It said, and we discussed this in our Hilchot Berachot, if a person is eating a fruit that is bore pri ha'etz, for example, he's having an apple, and he also had grapes, which was also bore pri ha'etz. So it's clear that he's going to make the bore pri ha'etz on the grapes over the apples, because the grapes are considered zayin minim. The chiddush over here is regarding the beracha harona, that if he, let's say, ate a kezayit of both, he just makes one beracha harona, the beracha harona on the grapes, which is ala eretz v'pri ha'etz, and he's chotem baruch ata Hashem ala aretz v'la perot, and that covers the beracha harona for the apples. Since he mentioned in the beracha ala eretz v'pri ha'etz, and apples comes from the tree, and he said ala aretz v'la perot, that's the hatima, that's the same thing. So therefore, the chiddush is, you might have thought that you have to make two berachot. You have to make ala eretz v'pri ha'etz and borei nefashot, because normally if you would eat apples, the beracha harona on an apple is borei nefashot. So you might have thought, so I have to make two berachot. The chiddush of Maran is, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you're eating zayin minim and another borei pri ha'etz, another type of fruit, one beracha harona v'ala eretz v'pri ha'etz is poter everything, and you do not make a borei nefashot.